The 2016 Teaching Series in Australia. Practice of Bodhicitta. Speaker Kenpo Sutrim Lodro. For more lectures, please visit our official website www.luminouswisdom.org.
各位道友大家晚上好。
Good evening, everyone.
我们 准备讲今天的课，我们今天的课呢，根据昨天的菩提心的课，继续讲菩提心的修法。
So I'd like to begin this evening's teaching now, and we are going to be following on from last night's teaching with a teaching tonight on the practice of bodhicitta.
我们昨天讲了这个菩提心的功德，也就是讲了我们为什么要修菩提心，这个理由简单的给大家已经介绍了。So
last night we talked about the benefits of bodhicitta, why we should or need to practice it.
那么今天呢，我们讲进一步的讲，那么我们怎么样修这个菩提心，怎么去训练这个菩提心，这个方法是什么样子？我们今天就主要讲这个。So
having briefly looked at the reasons for why we should practice bodhicitta, tonight we are going to look at actually how we go about practicing it, how we go about training ourselves in the cultivation of bodhicitta.
我们 作为一个人类，就是除了我们平时我们比较关心的这个物质生活等等以外，还有一些东西我们可以去追求。As
human beings, in addition to our everyday lives, material goals, etc., there are additional things that we can indeed pursue.
我们应该去想一想，比如说我们的工作是为什么呢？就是为了赚钱，绝大多数的人的工作就是为了赚钱。那么赚钱是为了什么呢？为了生存。然后呢，我们再想一想，生存是为了什么？
For the majority of people, the reason we go to work is to make money. And the reason that we make money or seek to make money is in order to have a livelihood, to be able to survive. But then as to why it is that we need a livelihood or what the purpose of surviving is in itself, this is something that we really should contemplate or give consideration to.
我们的工作和生活当中的很多事情，我们都能够找到一个答案，就是刚才讲的，我为什么要去这么做呢？等等，我们都能够找到一个答案。但是有一种很奇怪的现象呢，生存是为了什么？我们很多人不知道，所以我们很多人
In terms of the reasons why we pursue many kinds of things in life, the answers to why we do things are relatively accessible, they're relatively obvious. However, the question or the answer to why it is that we bother having a livelihood, why it, what goal, in fact, our livelihood is oriented to, this is something that many people, in fact, don't have a very clear idea of. And so you might say that they live in a fairly confused or unclear manner.
我们这一生当中呢，我们过的这个生活，生活的水平可以高一点，也可以低一点，这些都是
It's possible in this lifetime to have a living standard that is slightly lesser or slightly better off, But these differences are essentially only in respect of our lifestyles.
如果我们的生存的目生存有除了生存以外还有一个其他的目标的话，那我们的生活的水平稍微高一点，稍微低一点，都没问题。我们随时都可以感觉到充实，幸福快乐。
If we had a goal in our life beyond simply our standard of material living, then it wouldn't make a difference if we were slightly better off or slightly worse off. Either way, we would still be able to gain a sense of contentedness and happiness.
如果我们的生存我们没有找到一个合理的目标理由这样子的话那我们的这个生存的方法比如说我们的生活的水平稍微高一点或者是很高也找不到充实幸福。
Unless or until we find a valid reason for our lives, then even if our lifestyle is relatively well off, or even if it's extremely well off, we still won't be able to derive a strong sense of satisfaction and happiness.
比如说一辆车子，它需要，它要工作，那它就是需要电，需要油等等，这就是它需要这些燃料。但是呢，它除了消耗这些燃料以外，消耗电、消耗这个油以外，它又没有一个目标呢？有，它的目标就是作为一个交通工具。
If we take the example of a car, of an automobile, for example, then one thing it needs is fuel. It needs fuel to operate. But does it do anything or does it have a purpose beyond simply being a consumer of fuel? Yes, it is. Yes, it does. Its purpose is to be a means of transport or a mode of transport.
那么我们作为一个人，比如说一个人吃和住那么这些都是我们的一个生存的条件我们依靠这些要生存下来那么生存下来了以后呢是不是我们的所有的事情都就很好了呢生存我们需不需要再去找一个生存的目标如果我们生存如果我们说生存的目标就是生存这样子的话那这个等于就是生存就是没有目标了。
If beyond obtaining food, drink and shelter, we ask ourselves whether there is any other purpose in living or a greater purpose in living, well, if we're only able to answer beyond this that the purpose of living is just to live or the purpose of living is living, then it would seem that in fact we don't have much of a purpose in our lives.
所以我们必须要这个生存我们必须要找一个另外的一个目标除了生存本身以外需要找一个它的目标
So it's necessary for us to identify a purpose or a goal that is beyond simply just living
那么需要找一个另外的这个目标的话那生存的目标的话呢这个应该是什么呢当然我们每一个人都有很多很多的想法想法都不一定是一样的每个人都有都觉得我的生存的目标是什么什么可以大家都可以说一大堆的这个目标但是呢其中有一个是最最最关键的那这个是什么呢就是利他
So in respect of other goals of living beyond simply our immediate livelihoods, there are no doubt many possible answers that we could give or many different priorities that individuals have. If we were to ask everyone here, everyone might have all manner of different purposes to which their lives are oriented. However, among all of the various answers we could give, the most important thing is an attitude of altruism towards others.
利他, 为什么这么重要呢? 我们每一个人的生命当中可以有很多重要的事情去追求，但是呢，利他是最关键的。为什么说利他是最重要呢？ 因为有了利他的心，然后呢，这个心能让我们自己一生都过得很幸福、很快乐。不仅仅是让我们自身自己活得快乐、幸福，而且我们的身边的朋友或者是家庭的成员，或者是我们的身边的同学，同时让他们也能够 感觉得到这个利他的作用，他们同样也感觉到很幸福、很快乐。A
person may have many important things in their life, but none of them can surpass the importance of an attitude of altruism to others, an attitude of benefiting others. The reason for this is that when we are concerned to benefit others, not only does this bring us ourselves great meaning and happiness, but it also brings happiness to those around us, whether it be our friends or our family members, our classmates, our colleagues. They also benefit from our attitude of altruism.
利他，这个心除了佛教的修心以外，在现实生活当中，我们越来越对我们来说越来越重要。
Besides the realm of Buddhist practice, in our everyday lives, an attitude of benefiting others is very important and increasingly important.
为什么这么说呢? 比如说光是从某一个角度，一方面讲， 比如说我们的资源, 全世界的资源 就是越来越少, 我们的这个地球上的所有的 植物全部只要人可以吃的，全部加起来也只能养活90亿人口。
All of the world's food resources combined are only able to feed a population of 90 million people.
那么我们现在已经有 70多亿人口，这个差距已经是很小很小了。Okay,
9 billion people. This is how much the world's food resources are able to feed. At present, we have a global population of 7 billion people. So the difference between our capacity and what the current world's population is very small.
那么如果我们这个 20年以后呢，就从现在的这个速度发展的话，20年以后呢，然后就是2050年的时候，我们的人口就超过了90亿人口了。
So within about 20 years' time, it is likely that this figure of 9 billion people will be exceeded and we will be already at our maximum carrying capacity.
如果这个时候没有利他的心，我们每一个人都非常非常的这个姿势，尤其是能够操作这个世界的这些人物， 他们的这个精神，非常的自私。那这样子的话，那到时候呢，我们就是全球全世界的人类，为了争夺资源，战争大规模的战争是很难免的。So
at this time, it will be extremely important for an attitude of altruism to be pervasive. If at this time people are selfish-minded, and particularly those who are in control of determining the allocation of world's resources, then we will see all kinds of terrible outcomes, the outbreak of major wars, etc., as human beings engage in dramatic competition for scarce resources.
那么如果发生这样子的战争的话，最后的结果是什么呢？爱因斯坦他说过，他说第三次世界大战用什么样的武器，他说他不知道，但是第四次世界大战用的武器肯定是石头和木棍。
So we can imagine what this would be like. Einstein said in respect of the Third World War that he didn't know what the major weapons would be by which this war would be waged. However, in respect of the Fourth World War, he was sure that the primary weapons would be rocks and stones and wooden batons.
意思就是说他不是不知道第三次世界大战用什么武器，他非常清楚，就是要用核武器把整个的人类的文明毁掉了。毁掉了以后呢，重新开始。然后呢，如果有一个第四次世界大战，那就是我们现在的文明都不存在，只有像原始的时候一样，还是就几百万年啊，几十万年之前，就是要回归到这个时候，就是这样子的意思。这个大家应该都很清楚了。
So in saying this, Einstein really wasn't actually saying that he didn't know how the Third World War would come about. In fact, he was very certain that it would be a nuclear war and that through the devastation that would be wrought, human civilization would be wiped out such that the next World War would be fought in very primitive terms, similar to the way that humans fought between themselves hundreds of thousands of years ago.
还有很多方面啊，这个利他、慈悲、他的价值、他的现实的价值，这个确实是不能忽略的。
So in terms of the value of altruism in reality in our real lived world, we can't neglect its importance.
所以呢，我们今天要学习我们怎么样这个不那么自私，稍微要为别人着想就是要学这个。
So what we are going to learn today is a way to become a little bit less selfish and a little bit more concerned with the benefit, with benefiting others.
大乘佛教对我们的要求是什么呢？它有次第，这步骤它讲得很清楚。它要求我们首先让我们做好人，首先把人做好。第一个就是要把人做好。
The Mahayana teachings are quite clear about having a graded set of stages. And the first stage is about being a good person. One needs to first be able to be a good person and then move onwards.
第二个我们把人做好了以后呢，我们再去做菩萨。
Having become a good person, we then move on to the work of a bodhisattva.
我们第二菩萨做好了以后呢，第三才去做佛，成佛。
And having completed the work of a bodhisattva, we then move on to the attainment of Buddhahood.
如果我们没有这样子的菩提心也就是这个佛教讲的这个大爱大慈大悲，没有这样子的菩提心的话，那么我们就不说全球全世界怎么怎么样，就像我们个人的生活，一个人自己的这个空间我们也就 从永远都感觉不到幸福和快乐，因为我们太自私了。
Without bodhicitta, or what we refer to in Buddhism as great love and great compassion, then it is impossible for a person in their own direct individual lives to experience happiness, to truly be happy, let alone talking about a wider scale of the world at large.
一个非常简单的例子，比如说这个房子在某一个角落在漏水下雨的时候在漏水然后呢，我们今天在座的所有人，就是今天要睡在这个房间里面那么我们每一个人都是非常的自私这样子的话，那么这个漏水的这个地方我们任何人都不愿意到这个地方去睡那么如果我们今天这里有300个人的话，那么我们300个人都不愿意到那个漏水的地方去睡觉但是呢，我们这个房间里面只能这么容了，这个漏水的地方呢，必须要睡一个人那么这个时候呢，我们大家都不愿意睡在这个漏水的地方那这个时候呢，我们是结果是什么样呢？结果呢，我们肯定是要开始斗争。
So if we were all in a building, one corner of which was leaking due to heavy rain, and all 300 of us were inside and nobody was willing to sleep in the place where the water was leaking, then the only inevitable outcome would be that we would get into conflict over this issue.
比如说还有一个，比如说我们10个人，我们坐一艘船渡河，然后呢，这艘船的前面的部分是比较安全的那后面是不是很安全？它的尾部就不是很安全那我们10个人知道这个道理，那我们10个人都非常自私的话这种情况下，我们10个人都必须要到船头上去坐。但是这个船头上呢，只能容了这么一两个、两三个人那其他地方、其他的人呢，就是没办法坐在船头上那么这个时候呢，我们谁坐在这个船头，谁坐在船尾呢？然后我们没有任何人来让步那么这个时候呢，我们又要开始斗争那这样子，我们的这种自私心，如果我们全部都这么自私的话，那我们的生活处处都是斗争，离不开斗争，离不开这些争论那离不开烦恼那就是我们感觉不到幸福。
Or in another example, if there were 10 people in a boat that was crossing the river, and the boat was safer at the front and less safe at the back, But of the 10 people, no one was willing to sit in the back. Everybody wanted to sit at the front where it was safer. Then again, there would be an inevitable conflict, an inevitable struggle between people as to who would sit at the front. And if in our lives we exercise this general attitude of selfishness all the time, then it is not possible for us or humans in general to be free of struggle, to be free of unpleasantness and this kind of negativity.
如果这个房子的一大部分都在漏水不是一个角落，大半部分都在漏水，漏得非常非常的严重但是呢，我们300个人，每个人都说我到这个漏水的地方去睡你就不漏水的地方去睡，我们大家都相互关心关爱让步，这样子的话漏水大自然漏水给我们会带来一些不方便但是呢，我们同时就感觉到了那么多人的关心感觉到了人心的温暖，所以呢，这个人心的温暖我们完全可以压制住这个漏水的这么小的 啊、这个不方便啊、或者是小小的痛苦啊、完全是不完全可以不当一回事，我们更不可能去啊、不可能去发生什么争夺斗争，更不可能啊、一大部分的漏水都不会给我们带来我们前面讲的就某一个地方漏水的啊、那种啊、一个不方便，二个就是大家很烦恼很痛苦啊、这些。
If the room that we were in, the building we were in, if it were leaking in many places, if the majority of the room were leaking, and everyone, instead of adopting the attitude we spoke of earlier, rather were very kind and concerned for others, keen to sleep in the leaking spot themselves and relieve other people from having to sleep where the water was leaking, then we would have a completely different situation. Despite the inconvenience and you might say the small suffering of having to sleep in a leaking room, the warmth generated through human kindness and concern would certainly compensate for these inconveniences and unpleasantnesses.
好，这样子以后呢，我们大家基本上就知道了这个关爱别人或者是利他的这个行为、行动或者是利他的行啊，是很重要了。理论上我们大家都知道了啊。那我们怎么样去培养这个利他的心啊？我们怎么样去修利他的心啊？接下来我们给大家介绍这个具体的方法。
So we are all aware of the importance then of being concerned for others, for having an altruistic attitude for others. And now I would like to begin introducing how it is we actually go about practicing this bodhicitta or cultivating this altruistic concern.
还要补充一句话，就是如果我们能够修啊，能够训练这个利他的心啊，然后利他的心，我们要求不是很高的标准，稍微有一点点干手啊，我们去修这个利他的心，然后稍微有一点干手的时候，他给我们带来的啊，对我们自己的人生的啊这个满足感啊，充实幸福感，远远超过我们在现实生活当中的任何一个吃喝玩乐给我们带来的幸福感。
But just before we go into looking at the practice of bodhicitta, I'd like to add an extra remark, and that is that even if we don't set our sights too high, even if we are relatively modest in terms of the level of bodhicitta that we seek to cultivate, then even through our training and through our practice of generating bodhicitta, even a small sense of progress or a small sense of, progress in this practice will generate for us a sense of happiness, contentment, and satisfaction that will easily surpass any kind of satisfaction or happiness that we might derive from other worldly activities.
还有一个啊，未来的世界，就是这些全球一流的这些高校里面出来的这些学生啊，他们的世界。如果这些学生啊，只掌握了很多很多的知识，很多的技术，然后呢，人心的最基本的这些东西，如果他没有学到啊，那这样子的话，他们把这个世界会带到什么样的地步，这个非常难说，到底这个人类世界发展还是退步，这个谁都说不清楚。
Another thing I'd like to say is that the future of the world really rests on the shoulders of the students who are graduating from the top universities around the world. And if these students only know to, if only emphasize knowledge and don't cultivate an altruistic attitude to other human beings, then it's very uncertain what direction our world will actually head in.
所以我个人认为, 这些全世界最一流的这些学校里面, 这些大学里面, 啊, 除了基础和知识以外, 啊, 应该给他们的学生教这些人心的这个最基本的这些东西, 啊, 如果这些, 啊, 他们拥有这些东西, 那么他们的知识, 他们的基础, 一定可以为人类造福, 为人类服务。
It's my view that in addition to teaching skills and knowledge in universities, that students should also be taught the fundamentals of human altruism. And if they do possess this kind of knowledge, if they're able to internalize it through their education, then I have no doubt that graduates from these top schools will be in a position to contribute to the happiness of the global society.
为什么哈佛大学的 45%的学生都是抑郁症？
Why is it that 45% of the students at Harvard University suffer from depression?
就是因为只教成功学，不教幸福学。
The reason for this is that students are only taught the science of success and are not taught the science of happiness.
所以如果这些学校对他们的学生不懂得去传播这些东西的话，那其实我个人认为确实是非常非常危险。
In my personal opinion, I feel if top schools such as this continue along this line, there is a great, there's a great danger, great risk.
我们培养了一群头脑非常非常的聪明，然后非常的能干，非常有才华，然后呢，特别特别的知识，根本就不懂得去这个关爱别人的这样子的人的话。
If we only nurture a group of people whose brains are very clever but don't know the importance of being altruistic to others or caring to benefit others, then it doesn't take much for us to imagine what the outcome would be.
所以我觉得 就是尤其是这些世界一流的高校里面呢，这些方法更加的重要。
So it's my view that particularly in these top universities and schools, studying the science of happiness and methods for benefiting others is extremely important, all the more important.
没有利他性啊。 特别知识的话，那每一个人都会都想啊，我们的全班的学生里面呢，一定要我是第一啊，任何人都不允许超过我啊。他每个人都有这种想法。然后呢，他们发现有人超越了他，或者是跟他差不多的时候呢，然后内心当中特别特别的不幸福。
If a student at in such an elite school doesn't understand how to be concerned for others and concerned for others' benefit, then through their selfishness will feel that whenever another student surpasses them or approaches their own ability, they will feel very threatened and depression can readily arise.
不仅是在学校里面，上届、政届都是一样，都有这个问题。
And it's not just in an academic context that people operate in this way, it's the same in political circles and in business circles.
好，接下来我们 给大家介绍这个具体的方法。
So I'd now like to talk about and introduce to you the specific practice of generating bodhicitta.
我们修菩提心，首先从慈悲心开始。
In practicing bodhicitta, we start with the cultivation of compassion.
那么修菩提心呢，第一个要不就是我们对最矮的人，比如说自己的父亲、母亲等等，要不我们从最爱的人开始修，要不我们从最低层的人、弱势群体开始修慈悲心。
And in terms of the beginning our practice of cultivating compassion, either we start at the level or start from cultivating our compassion in respect of those who are most close to us, those that we love the most, or we start with those beings who are the most pitiable or pitiful, pitiable, the weakest.
好，这两个为什么是这样子呢？因为，我们从我最矮的人，从父母离我最近的人开始修菩提心的话，就是容易升起菩提心，这就是先移后难啊，这样子我们的菩提心就比较容易有成就。
And the reason that we begin by generating our compassion in respect of those that we love the most, our own parents, our own mothers and fathers, is that it's relatively easy for us to generate this feeling in response to them or vis-a-vis them. So we start off with objects to whom it is relatively easy to generate compassion and then gradually work on extending this to beings in respect of which it is less easy to do so.
另外一个，我们从弱势群体开始修，这个也是一个好的方法，也是我们对他们的这个慈悲心呢，比较容易产生，所以这也是很好的方法。
Or alternatively, as just mentioned, we start off with people who are very not well off, they are very disadvantaged or pitiful, and again, the reason is that by starting off with them, it's relatively more easy for us to generate a sense of compassion.
然后大乘佛教，尤其是藏传佛教的密法和这个显宗这个当中呢， 这个菩提心和慈悲心的这种修法、思维的方法，非常非常具体的这个思维的方法有很多种，那么我们今天呢，其中就介绍一个。
Within the Tibetan Buddhist tradition, the Vajrayana and the Mahayana traditions combined, there are a great number of specific methods of generating bodhicitta, and today I would just like to introduce one particular.
好，这个训练的这个方法有几个步骤，我们一步一步的去思考，去一步一步的去锻炼。
And in respect of this particular method that I'm going to introduce you tonight, there are a series of stages, and each stage requires us to contemplate and to reflect.
首先，我们这个修这个菩提心的时候呢，最好是稍微比较安静的地方静下来，打坐，然后头脑，我们的心或者是都要静下来，稍微要安静一点，才能够思维，思维的能力比较强，头脑比较清新。 所以呢，开始的时候，也就是说，早起的时候呢，要选择，要选一个稍微比较安静的地方。
So the first important thing is to find a relatively quiet place to sit down in meditation and to bring one's mind into a calm state that is advantageous for contemplation. Particularly in the beginning stage, it is important that we, when we identify a place to perform this contemplation, that we do our best to find one that is as quiet as possible.
然后稍微有一点点这个修心的功夫的时候呢，然后就不一定在安静的地方啊。我们随时随地在生活当中，在工作当中，在学习当中，随时随地都可以修。
And then after we have developed a certain degree of stability in this practice, then it's not necessary for us to always seek out a quiet place in order to practice. In fact, we can practice in our everyday life, whether it be at work or at school or in other contexts.
好, 那么首先我们修菩提心要从慈悲心开始的话，那我们首先就讲我们 怎么样修大悲心？我们首先给大家介绍，这个怎么样锻炼啊，训练大悲心的修法。So
if the cultivation of bodhicitta requires us first cultivating compassion, then the first thing to do is to explain how it is that we go about generating compassion.
大悲心，什么叫做大悲心？我们昨天已经给大家介绍过了，当我们看到某一个有情众生，他面临了痛苦的时候，他遭遇痛苦，不管是精神上的、肉体上的这样子的痛苦的时候呢，然后我们就是无条件的、发自内心的希望。 他远离这个痛苦，希望他我们诚心实意的，希望他远离这个痛苦，这个心态，就叫做大悲心。我们昨天已经给讲过了。So
as we spoke about yesterday, what we mean by compassion is when we witness another sentient being encounter suffering, whether it be mental or physical in nature, we generate a sincere and unconditional desire for this being to be free from suffering, then this is what we mean when we speak of compassion.
那我们每一天都看到在我们的身边，或者是我们在新闻里面呢，每一天都看到太多太多的 这个受苦的众生，比如说我们看到非洲的干旱地区的这些人的饥渴，还有就是中东的这个战争当中的这些发生的各种各样的这个事情，还有自然灾害，还有空难等等，我们每一天看到很多很多，但是我们有。 我们有想过吗？我们有没有想过发自内心的希望他们远离这些痛苦？这有吗？很多时候都是没有的。Every
day there's no shortage of examples of other beings encountering suffering in the world around us. On the news, for example, we daily see stories of famine and suffering in the desert regions of Africa, war in the Middle East, terrorism, natural disasters, etc. But in respect of these instances of suffering, how often have we really deeply from the depths of our hearts wished that these beings be free from suffering?
我们现在最爱的 这是我们自己，其次是我们的儿女、父母，很多人已经不怎么爱了。Where
we are at the moment, the person or the being we care for the most is ourselves. After this, our own children. many people these days already don't care much about their own parents.
那么我们看到了恐难严重的重大的交通事故然后非常严重的自然灾害那么这些死了这么多的人然后就是这么的残忍为什么我们没有什么感觉呢就是因为我们不爱他们 所以我们没有什么感觉。
Why is it when we see stories of terrorist attacks or very serious traffic accidents or natural disasters that we don't feel any particular feeling in respect of the people who have undergone these sufferings? The reason is that we don't love these people, and so therefore we don't experience any particular strong reaction.
听起来很好听所以呢我们每一个人就挂在嘴边就是我们每一个人的口头禅但是呢实际上就是我们不爱这些人所以他们死了死得很惨人我们没有什么感觉如果这个事情发生在我们真正爱的人比如说我们自己的儿女等等 他们的身上，尤其是发生在我自己的身上，那会我们会什么样子感受呢？我们立即就非常的清楚的。So
even though everybody talks of love and it's a something that everybody talks about all the time, actually, when these terrible things happen to other people, we don't feel really anything, and so it's quite clear that our love doesn't extend as far as them. However, if these things were, say, to happen to our own children or even to our own selves, then we know very clearly that our reaction would be very different.
大乘佛教分大爱和小爱，就是我们爱我们的儿女，或者是亲人，或者是自己，这叫做小爱。这个小爱。 往往给我们带来了无数个不开心、不愉快、带来了很多很多的痛苦。In
the Buddhist teachings, we draw a contrast between great love and small love or narrow love. And by narrow love, we're referring to the love that we feel to our own children, to our own family members, and to ourselves. And this narrow love is actually a source of great pain and suffering and unhappiness.
那么大乘佛教，也就是这个菩提心的训练，简单的说是一个什么训练呢？让我们学会爱所有的有情众生，爱所有的人类，就是一个这样子的训练。
So to put it in a nutshell, the training method in the Mahayana teachings of cultivating compassion seeks to train us or enable us to love all sentient beings or all human beings.
我们的这个爱，我们对现在我们对自己和对我们的一些少部分的人的这个爱，我们 要把它扩展到每一个人的身上，每一条生命的身上，那这叫做大爱的训练。So
what this entails is extending the feeling of love that we have for those most closest to us to a spectrum of beings much vaster. Extending this narrow love to all humans and indeed to all other sentient beings. This is what we refer to as the training method of the Mahayana teachings.
这种训练，我们的这种爱，能这样子扩展吗？可以的，有些时候自然就会有的。比如说，当我们在一个小小的部落，在一个小小的村子里面的时候呢，我们这个时候呢，我只对 我们的啊，我自己的家庭的这个成员或者是亲戚朋友对他们有干亲啊，村里面的其他人没有什么干亲啊，但是不明显。但是如果我有一天离开了这个村子啊，到了比较远的地方的时候呢，然后这个时候如果我看见了一个我的村里面的人啊，不是我的亲戚，不是我的家人啊，村里面的另外任何一个人啊，那个时候呢，我们对他自然就有一个亲切感啊，自然就有一个干亲，我们会说啊，这是我家乡的人啊，那这个不是我们训练的，自然就有明显的。
Is it possible for us to extend our narrow love in this way? Very much so it is. For example, whilst we are, or if we were living in a small village, like situation, then in that situation we might only know to show love to those most immediate and proximate to us. However, if we were one day to go beyond our immediate village to a place somewhere beyond and to encounter a member of our village, perhaps not our own family member or not a relative, but another member of the same village, then we would naturally generate a feeling of warmth and affinity towards this person. We would refer to this person as someone from our own home place. This is not something that we would have to contrive. It would be an automatically arising sentiment.
同样的，比如说我们住在这个墨尔本这个城市的时候呢，除了我们自己的朋友以外，一个陌生人啊，陌生的人，我们似乎对他们没有什么特别的亲切感，但是有一天我们离开了这个城市啊，走了一个很远的地方，而且比较感到比较孤独寂寞这样子的时候呢，然后墨尔本城市里面的任何一个人啊，对他就是有一个亲切感。
So if we were to take the city of Melbourne as an example, normally speaking, we care most for our friends and our family members in this city and don't have any particularly strong feelings towards strangers. However, if one day we were to go somewhere far away, and particularly if we were feeling lonely and bereft of company, then if we were to encounter probably any single person from the city of Melbourne, we would feel with them a sense of closeness and proximity.
如果有一天我们乘坐宇宙飞船到了另外一个星球，而且在这个星球生活了很长很长时间，这个时候呢，如果我们就看见遇到了一个这个地球上的任何一个人啊，不管是什么人啊，地球上的任何一个人啊，我们对他有特别的亲切感和干亲，我们一定会说啊，这个是我家乡人。
And if one day we were to travel to another planet, then on that planet, if we were to meet any person from Earth, regardless of who they were or what background they were from, then we would naturally feel a great friendliness and affinity with this person, and we would certainly describe them as someone from our own native home place.
所以我们就看见这个我们对这个终身的爱的方位是我们自己在控制，可以范围小一点，可以范围大一点，可以范围像我们昨天讲的佛教的无量的无极的，这些都只要我们去训练，完全是可以做得到的。
So we can see from these examples that in actual fact the scope of our love and compassion for other beings is entirely within our own control. It can be a very narrow scope, it can be a great scope, or it can be, even as we described yesterday, potentially immeasurable in scope too.
好，这样子的话，我们具体的这个训练的方法呢，我们静下来了以后呢，我们去思考啊，思考什么呢？比如说我们自己就是曾经或者是什么时候 我们看到的某一个啊，我们认为最最最大的痛苦、最残忍的，比如说动物的宰杀，还有就是这个自然灾害、战争等等这些当中，人类所面临的这个痛苦，或者是动物在人类的这个屠刀下啊，受的啊遇到的这些最残忍啊的这些情啊这些事情啊，都任何一个都可以，只要我们认为这是最残忍、最痛苦的一件这样子的事情啊，首先要想出来，想出来了以后呢，比如说我们举一个例子啊，比如说我们啊平时我们看到的这个战争啊当中发生的一些事情，比如说我们看到啊这个中东的战争当中啊，就是有一个啊有这么一个啊这个情况，我们认为特别特别的啊残忍啊，这些人特别特别痛苦的啊，这样子的话，那我们首先去想一下这个事情。
So returning to the actual practice again, after we have sat down and brought our minds into calmness, we need to think of or bring to mind the most cruel or the most extreme example of suffering that we can think of. And this might be a very extreme example of suffering that may have been endured by people in a war situation or an acute extreme form of suffering experienced by animals at the hands of humans. Perhaps we have seen in terms of the war in the Middle East a particularly cruel, a particularly barbaric example of suffering. In any case, we need to bring this vividly to mind.
然后我们很多时候看到非洲、索马里啊这些干旱地区的这些人啊，就是缺乏食物，然后长时间这个面临饥渴的这个痛苦，最后就身体就瘦成什么样子啊？这个我们经常都看得到，就是一个这样子的情况啊。我们想在自己的脑海里面。
We've all seen pictures, for example, of famine victims from parts of Africa, where people have become emaciated to a very great extent. Images like this are what we need to bring to mind during the first stage of this contemplative meditation.
还有一个动物啊，比如说动物的这些，比如说我们平时看到的非常非常残忍的这些宰杀啊，那我们如果没有机会去看的话，那我们可以看一个片子，一个 DVD 啊，这个 DVD 叫做地球公民啊，地球公民啊，看看这个地球公民这个片子。
In terms of the kind of cruelty and suffering inflicted on animals by humans, if we don't personally have the opportunity to go and witness this with our own eyes, then we can watch a documentary or footage of this that has been taken by other people. One particular that I would recommend is called World Citizen.
我们平时我们没有太多的机会去看这个动物宰杀的现场所以呢我们通过这个片子去了解一下动物宰杀的一些情况一些细节。
So because most of us probably don't have the opportunity to go and see these things in person, we can avail ourselves of footage that has been taken and acquaint ourselves with the details of this suffering.
好，然后我们把这个平时啊，我们很多时候，比如说地球公民啊，这个 DVD， 我想我们很多人是看不下去的。看的时候就是因为很残忍、很血腥，有可能看不下去。
probably the case that many people, when watching this kind of graphic footage, find themselves not being able to continue watching it, finding it too barbaric, too bloody, too terrible.
但是我们为了我们的这个慈悲心的训练，必须要看完，认真的去看，勇敢的去看。
However, in order to assist us in generating our compassion, cultivating our compassion, it's important that we do persist in watching these uncomfortable kinds of scenes.
然后整个的这些细节，全部记在心里面。
And all of the details of what transpires, we need to memorize in our minds.
好，这个就是我们首先我们用我们的眼睛去看，这是作为这个就是要作为我们的这个训练的资料。So
in using our eyes to take in these graphic kinds of scenes, we are essentially using this as a kind of graphic data for our meditative practice.
我们对很多的众生，对很多的生命，平时我们没有那么多的这个慈悲心的原因是什么呢？就是因为我们没有认真的去思考他们的感受，我们忽略了他们的感受，没有去想过他们的感受是什么样子，所以我们听见了、看见了很多很多这些灾难。 但是对我们的影响不是很大，触动不是很大的原因，就是因为我们没有认真的去思考这个问题。The
reason that we don't have a very strong reaction to suffering encountered by other beings and particularly other animals is because we have never really applied ourselves to the task of trying to understand what their suffering must be like.
好，这个时候呢，我们现在这个我们记下来了以后，然后呢，我们有一个比较重要的这个思维，这个思维是什么呢？这个时候我们把这个动物或者是这个人，然后我们就把它当作我自己。 或者是我们把它当作我的儿女，如果我们是一个很孝顺、很喜欢父母的人的话，那么我们把它当作是我的父母，如果我的父母，他没有得罪过任何人，他没有犯过任何的错误，但是呢，有人把他抓起来。 就是像今天对这个动物一样的对待，这么残忍的对待的话，那么会是什么样子？我个人的感受会是什么样子？去思考这个问题。So
after having brought very vividly to mind an example of extreme and unbearable suffering inflicted on another human or an animal, we then need to imagine that the being undergoing the suffering is either ourselves or one of our children or for people who have very deep respect and reverence for their parents, one of their parents. And in this situation, we need to think or imagine that, for example, in the situation of our parents, never having done anything wrong to another person or never having offended another person, nevertheless, here they are being exposed to a terrible example and extent of suffering. And how would I feel if this were the case? How would I feel if it were one of my parents in this situation rather than the original object undergoing suffering?
还有同时我们冥想或者是观想这个战争里面受苦的人然后就是这个干旱地带受苦受饥渴的 痛苦的人，还有就是这个动物宰杀时候被宰杀，受这个宰杀痛苦的这个动物，我们把它观想为我自己啊，或者是观想为我的父母，或者是观想为我自己的儿女。
So we substitute for the suffering famine victim in Africa, or the war victim in the Middle East, or the animal suffering at the hands of humans, we substitute these subjects for either ourselves, our children, or one of our parents.
我们像这个观想的时候啊，比如说我们像看电影啊，看戏剧这样子，我们去思考一下啊，这些人多么多么痛苦，多么多么残忍，这样子光是这样子啊，这个对我们的触动不会是很大的。这个我们经常都在看，所以现实生活当中它也没有给我们带来更多的啊这个影响。我看完了就完了，就忘掉了。所以我们修的时候也是这样子，就不会有太大的触动啊。最关键就是我们把它当作刚才我们讲的我自己啊。如果我自己今天这样子受苦的话，我会是什么样子？我的感受会是什么样子啊？如果我的父母是这样子啊，或者是我的儿女啊，这个啊受饥渴的人啊，那他如果是我的儿子啊。我的儿子今天会受这样子的痛苦，我的女儿今天在受这样子的痛苦，我的父亲、我的母亲如果受这样子的痛苦，那会是什么样子啊？这样子去思考，这样子思考了以后呢，这个对我们的触动啊相当的大。如果啊我们冥想思维比较认真、比较投入的话，那就这个触动很大的。
The advantage in substituting either ourselves, our parents, or our children for these other subjects is that in the normal course of everyday life, we know about the suffering of these other people, but simply knowing about it really doesn't cause much change for us. It doesn't create much impact. However, by substituting for these subjects, ourselves, our parents, or our children, and by diligently and concertedly contemplating what this would feel like, what would it be like if this truly was me, my parents, or one of my children, then the impact can be magnified substantially.
效果比较好的时候，我们比较投入的时候呢，这个时候我们可以达到热泪盈眶啊，全身都是鸡皮疙瘩啊，它就会达到这样子的效果。
And in performing this contemplation, very good results in this meditation.Can be achieved, and this through, for example, feeling a very a burning, sort of a very hot and strong sense of goosebumps all over one's body. This is a very strong sign of generating strong compassion.
我们的最大的问题啊，就是我们不了解啊这些有痛苦的人的感受，比如说。当我们自己是一个健康的人的时候呢，我们不太了解生病的痛苦是什么样子啊。当我们自己是一个比较富裕的人的时候呢，我们不了解贫穷的人的这个痛苦是什么样子啊，等等。我们就是因为我们不了解这些人的痛苦所以我们看到了、听到了，没有内心当中没有触动，内心当中没有什么反应的原因，主要是这个原因。
The main obstacle for us, our main problem is that we are not habituated to really thinking about the suffering of others, what they must feel like to be in this situation. For example, when we are in relatively healthy state, we simply don't think about what it must be like for people who are afflicted with illness. Or if we are relatively well off, materially well off in society, then we don't tend to contemplate a lot what it must be like for members of society who are disadvantaged or marginalized. It's for this reason that we don't really strive to imagine what the sufferings of others are like, that we don't generate much reaction when we hear stories of suffering that happen to others.
好，这是第一个步骤啊，第一个步骤，然后接下来是第二个步骤。
So this is the first step or the first stage of this contemplation, and now we're going to move on to the second stage.
这个时候呢，我们自己内心当中触动很大。这样子的时候呢，然后我们再想一想啊，这些人、这些动物虽然不是我，也不是我的父母，也不是我的儿女，但是呢，他们也是其他人的儿女，他们也是其他人的父母啊，他们也是对这个跟我自己一样啊，他们这些所有人啊。跟我们和我们的父母我们的儿女有一个他虽然不是我的儿女我的父母但是呢他们是一样的啊，平等的一样的啊。从哪一方面讲是一样呢比如说我们的父母我们的儿女包括我自己我们啊，不愿意面对任何的痛苦我们会拒绝所有的啊，大大小小的痛苦，连很小很小的一个痛苦，我们都不愿意去接受，都会拒绝啊。从这个角度来讲，我的父母，我跟今天我们看到的这些受苦的人啊，完全是没有任何的区别，都是一样的。
So in moving on to the second stage, we acknowledge that the subjects undergoing suffering.Whilst not being ourselves, our own parents or our own children, nevertheless are still the children or parents or relatives of other individuals. And in this way, there is no intrinsic difference between their situation or their situation and...their situation and the situation if it were happening to me or my parents or my own children. Every single human being has an aversion to suffering, whether it be great in nature or small in nature. There's no kind of suffering that anyone voluntarily wants to take on. And so even though the subjects who areThe subjects who are undergoing suffering are not me, my parents, or my own children. Nevertheless, their situation is in no way different on account of this fact.
好，这个是第一个相同啊。然后第二个相同呢，我跟我的儿女、我的父母，跟我们今天看到的这些啊，在恐难当中，在自然灾害当中啊，在。战争在这个等等啊，这些当中受苦的这些人啊，还有第二个相同啊，第二个相同是什么呢？比如说我跟我的父母、我的儿女，我们每一个人啊，希望自己拥有所有的这些幸福，我们任何一个幸福啊都不拒绝啊，都不忽略，我们都希望自己拥有这些幸福啊和快乐。那么。今天我们看到的这些人他们也就是从这个角度来讲啊，是完全是一样的没有任何的区别他们也啊，希望自己拥有啊，这些幸福啊，连很小很小一个幸福他都会追求他都会希望自己拥有
So if the first similarity orpoint in common between ourselves or our own situation and the situations of others facing suffering is that none of us seek to take on suffering and all of us have an aversion for suffering, then the second point of similarity or common point between us and others is a desire to have happiness. This is a common aspect between ourselves and the other beings who are currently undergoing suffering.
所以我们每一个人都应该拥有幸福，那么我只希望我的家人和我拥有幸福，这个远离痛苦，然后其他的终生，其他的生命我不去关心，那么这个是不对的，这是不对的，这是错误的，这是没有道理的，没有任何的理由的，要告诉自己这样子。
So on this basis, it is incorrect and it is unsustainable if given that all living beings have an aversion to suffering and desire happiness, that we only wish for freedom from suffering and the attainment of happiness for those most close to us, such as our family members, our own children or ourselves.
那这样子我为什么只想只去关心我自己和我父母和我儿女为什么不去关心别人要去思考这个问题那么这个时候呢在这个思考当中我们会发现我们的这种是一种物质就是一种愚昧这是错误的那这个知道了以后呢 然后我们就可以放开，大开心胸，然后把这个爱可以延伸到其他更多的人的身上。So
if in contemplating and reflecting on why it is that we only care for those in our or those with whom we are most closest, then it is possible for us to realize that this limited scope of concern is in fact a form of ignorance, is a mistaken understanding. And through making this realization, it is possible for us to extend our scope of concern to a much wider scope of living beings.
好，这个时候呢，我们把一个陌生人，一个陌生人，或者是我们 看到的、听到的这些受苦的这个人，那么这个人我们心里想观想，他现在站在我的前面，他现在在战争当中，在这个自然灾害当中受苦的这些人，那么现在我观想他现在站在我的前面，然后呢，我对他进行思考。 那么这个人，他也是希望拥有，他也特别特别的希望自己拥有这些幸福，然后他也特别的拒绝这些各种各样的这些痛苦，但是因为各种各样的原因，他现在他追求得，他得不到，他不想面对的。 他现在没办法，他就要这个面对，那么这个众生，他现在很痛苦，那么我就发自内心的希望，他也跟我的父母一样，跟我的儿女一样，远离痛苦，然后就是拥有幸福。主要是我们修大悲心的时候呢，发自内心的我们希望他也能够远离
So what we have to do here then is bring to mind, call to mind a image of a person, a stranger or an individual undergoing suffering, perhaps in a war zone or some other similar situation. Bring them to mind and imagine them standing before us. And at such a point, we contemplate, we really reflect on the fact that this person, despite not wanting to undergo this suffering, despite very much wishing for happiness, is due to various reasons and factors, not able to be free from suffering and not able to achieve or enjoy happiness. And at this point, we generate from the depths of our heart a sincere aspiration that the person standing before us, just as we would wish in respect to our own parents or children, that this person be free from this suffering and achieve happiness. And particularly in respect of the cultivation of compassion, we emphasize the aspiration that the person in front of us be free from suffering. And this contemplation we need to engage in repeatedly. We need to do it over and over.
好, 这个时候我们对陌生人, 修, 慈悲心, 主要是修悲心, 稍微比较成功的时候, 什么叫做成功呢? 我们能够, 就是发自内心的希望, 这个人也跟我父母和跟我儿女一样, 远离痛苦, 获得, 幸福, 快乐, 能够发自内心的可以去想, 能够发自内心的想, 这个时候呢, 这叫做成功了, 我们修, 对这个人已经修得成功。
So when we are able to generate a strong and genuine aspiration that the individual being in front of us be free from suffering, just as we would wish in respect of our own dear ones, then we can consider ourselves to have been successful in this practice, at least in respect of the individual that we have called to mind.
这个时候呢,我们就下一步,下一步是什么呢?更多的人,比如说一个城市的人,或者是我们全世界的人, 稍微人比较多一点的人,多一点的人, 我们关键在我们的前面, 大家都站在我的前面, 然后呢, 我对这些每一个人都怎么去想, 这些人, 他们来自不同的地方, 他们的肤色不一样, 他们的文化背景不一样, 他们的信仰不一样, 但是呢, 这些所有人都有一个两个共同点, 共同点是什么呢? 就我们刚才讲的, 他们所有人都, 拒绝痛苦的, 他们所有人都是追求幸福的, 这一点, 大家都是一样的。
So in having successfully generated an aspiration of compassion in respect of an individual, we then begin on extending our scope of concern, making it larger. So we might call before us in our minds the inhabitants of an entire city, and we visualize a sea of people, different ethnicities, different backgrounds, etc. But despite their great diversity, despite the fact that they have different religious backgrounds, that they come from all manner of places, there are two primary things that everyone, all of them without question, has in common, and that is the desire to be free from suffering and the desire to enjoy happiness.
好,这样子。 反复的思考，开始的时候呢，我们可能是没有太大的干，有些时候呢没有什么感觉啊，有些时候呢不想去思考啊，会有各种各样的这样子的这些阻碍。但是呢，只要如果我们能够坚持这样子的话，那么最后呢，我们的心是完全是可以这样子训练的。最后他一定会希望任何一个人啊。 陌生人什么样的人都一样，任何一个人他一定会发自内心的希望他拥有幸福啊，他发自内心的希望他们远离各种各样的这个痛苦，最后他一定会接受这个训练，最后他一定会达到这个程度。
So even though this might be difficult in the beginning, we need to do it over and over, repeatedly, strengthening our practice. It's possible that there'll be moments when we really don't feel like doing it, or other times when we won't feel a particularly strong sensation or reaction at all. Regardless, through persistent and repeated practice, there will necessarily be a day that we are able to successfully wish in respect of every single sentient being that they be free from suffering and that they enjoy happiness. This is guaranteed to be the case.
好, 这个是第二个步骤, 啊, 接下来, 第三个步骤, 就是最后一个。
So that is the second stage of the practice, and now we're going to move on to the third stage.
最后一个我们, 啊, 就 继续这样去思考的时候呢，我们的这个慈悲行啊，我们希望所有众生啊远离痛苦，拥有幸福的这种心源啊。第二个步骤的时候呢，它停留在一个心源啊这样子的层面，但是它没有什么使命感，没有什么责任感啊，没有啊。 但是我们如果再进一步的去思考，再进一步去思考的时候呢，当我们的内心的这种慈悲心和这种慈悲心再往上增长的时候呢，然后它自然而然让我们有一个使命感和责任感。So
the third stage really entails cultivating a sense of responsibility and mission in relation to what we have been meditating on. So perhaps at this stage, our contemplations have been purely revolving around the wish that other beings be free from suffering and enjoy happiness. However, by constantly contemplating and reflecting on the two previous stages, we will be able to generate a very acute sense of mission and responsibility in terms of seeing this manifest in reality.
好，这个时候的这个使命感是什么呢？这时候呢，我们一定啊主动的去想，我要为他们做一件事情。
And when this arises, we will proactively decide that we want to engage in concrete action to be of assistance to these beings.
这些众生，这些人这么痛苦，那么这样子的话，我仅仅是想，希望他们拥有幸福，希望他们远离痛苦还不够。
Automatically, the thought will arise that it's not enough just to wish that these beings be free from happiness or free from suffering and enjoy happiness. Rather, we will voluntarily determine that it's necessary for us to actually do something in practice to see this come about in reality.
这个时候我们有很多的选择，比如说我们在我们的身边有一些人我们应该去帮助的人，或者是我们能够帮助的这样子的人，那我们去帮助他们。怎么样帮助具体的落实的方法，我们明天要讲。And
at this time, then we will find ourselves presented with a wide range of choices. In terms of those most close to us whom we are able to help, then we can engage in action that benefits them. But in terms of the actual practicals of how we go about helping others, this is something we're going to discuss tomorrow evening.
然后我们这个时候我们就一定主动的去多思考、关注、或者是关心别人的
感受，我们更多的去关注别人的感受，然后我们从此以后呢，
比较多的时间啊，用比较多的时间投入利他的啊这个事情。那这个时候我们去做这个事情啊，做这个工作，我们不会感到疲惫、感到辛苦，而很感到啊荣幸、光荣、幸福啊。从此以后呢，我们的生命就是有了一个新的目标。这就是我们刚刚讲的，我们的生存需不需要有一个目标呢？啊，这个时候这就变成了我们的生存的目标。
So when we reach a point where we often consider the experience and feelings of other beings and channel more time into working for the benefit of others, then we will cease to find ourselves in a situation where we feel tired or exhausted by doing things that help others or benefit others. On the contrary, we will discover that by working for the benefit of others, we derive a very strong sense of happiness, a very strong sense of honor, and that we feel very glad to be able to do so. So in terms of what we were speaking about at the beginning of tonight's teaching, the need for a purpose in life that is beyond just mere survival, then you might say that when we really start to generate this aspiration in a strong way, we will find this new purpose in life.
好，这个思维的过程当中，啊，这个行动的过程当中，我们就找到了我们自己的生存的目标。
And in the practical implementation of helping others and working altruistically for other beings, we will find, we will locate our real purpose in living.
比如说，举个例子，两个我认识的人啊，两个都是艾滋病的病毒携带者啊，一男一女，一个是东方人，一个是西方人。
So I would like to tell you about two people I personally know as examples. Both of them are HIV positive. One is a man and the other is a woman. One is from Asia and the other is from the West.
这个艾滋病的病毒啊，当他们还没有查出他们有携带这个病毒之前呢，那他们也想很多的年轻人一样啊，更多的时间就是去吃喝玩乐啊等等，他们也没有什么特别的啊生命的目标或者生存的目标。
Before both of these people discovered that they were AIDS positive, they were much the same as any other young people, didn't give much concern to greater priorities or aims in life, and were for the major part concerned with normal worldly activities and pleasures.
那么当他们查出了有这个病毒啊，然后他们特别痛苦、特别无奈的时候呢，就遇到了一个人啊，当然不是同一个人啊，两个人都遇到了差不多的人，然后呢，他们啊，这个人让他们啊，就帮助啊，跟他们一样的人啊，也就是艾滋病的这个病毒携带者，嗯，然后从此以后呢，他们就投入这个工作当中了。
Both of these people, though in their separate cases, it wasn't the same person that they encountered. Both people, though, did meet people when they were at a point of great suffering, having discovered that they were HIV positive. The people that they both encountered were individuals involved in assisting other AIDS sufferers.And from this point on, both of the people I know became heavily involved in working for the benefit of AIDS sufferers.
那么他们两个啊，没有遇到这个人之前呢，啊，他们都特别的痛苦。他们认为啊，就没有任何的希望了啊，这一辈子就这样子结束了。他们没有看到任何的希望，特别的痛苦。
Until they encountered the person who inspired them in this way, both people were extremely unhappy. They were in extreme suffering. They basically felt as though there were no meaning left in life.
然后他们投入到这个工作当中以后呢，然后他们就会发现，他们真的找到了一个他们还没有得这个病之前没有找到的，从来都没有找到过的这个生存的目标。这个时候，他们找到了，他们发现了新的希望。他们发现他们的希望是什么呢？他们 虽然是一个艾滋病的病毒携带者，但是呢，他现在可以帮助很多很多的跟他一样的人。嗯，然后他会发现，哦，原来我的生命有这么大的价值，原来我还可以帮助这么多的人。然后他们在这个当中从中找到了生存的目标，他们特别的开心，特别每一天特别的幸福。
Investing themselves very heavily in the work of benefiting other AIDS sufferers, however, they discovered a sense of meaning, a sense of purpose far greater, and a sense of happiness far greater than anything they'd ever known before they were confirmed as HIV positive. By being able to reach out in their work and assist many people who were in a similar situation to themselves, they realized that or came to an understanding of their the value of their own lives, a new realization of the value of their lives, a recognition that they had never had prior to contracting AIDS themselves. And from this point on, through their work of benefiting others, derived a great sense of happiness and meaning.
他们就是帮助别人的这种过程当中，自己感受到他对他们的生命的认可、肯定，对他们自己的生命的满足感和幸福感，远远超过了他还不是艾滋病病毒携带者的时候，远远超过这个时候。
So the sense of validation, satisfaction, happiness and value that they derived from benefiting others through their AIDS work was greatly transcended anything they had previously experienced in their pre-AIDS victim or their lives prior to being identified as AIDS sufferers.
他们当他们帮助到了每一个需要他们的帮助的人的时候呢，然后他们自己也就是他们的内心当中产生了无比的这种欢喜，所以他们在这个工作当中感到很幸福，所以呢，他们后来这个真正对这种艾滋病的这种恐惧。 就是因为这种快乐感就压制住，从此以后他也没有这种恐惧感，就是身体一直几十年也一直都还在，病虽然有病毒，但是还没有发作，那么人可以在这样子的绝望和失望当中都可以找到希望，那么我们没有遇到这样子的时候呢，如果自己努力，那就更加的。
In being every single AIDS sufferer that they were able to help generated an incomparable sense of happiness for both of these people. They were able to transform their lives from ones of despondency and desolateness to lives of great meaning, great happiness, and great hope. So if this were the case, this is the case, or this was the case for two people like this, then all the more it should be for members of society like us who are not afflicted by such a serious disease. Both of these people found that the happiness they generated from working for the benefits of other AIDS sufferers, you might say suppressed or mitigated their negative feelings, their fear, their despondency associated with their illness, such that they continue to live healthily for many, many years without their symptoms of illness deteriorating significantly.
好，菩提心呢？啊，就是比这个啊慈悲心还要高一个层次啊。那这个时候呢，菩提心它这个慈悲心要变成菩提心的话，那它这个时候呢，因为这个这些众生啊，大家都这么苦，那么我去暂时帮助一下他们，暂时解决一些问题，其实也帮不了什么，也解决不了什么问题。最好的方法。我要啊，让他们解脱，我要让他们超越生老病死啊，生老病死的痛苦啊，他的眼光啊，比我们的一般的这个慈悲心的更远更深。他要做的不是让这些人啊拥有这个物质，拥有健康，而是希望让他们啊这个能够超越整个的这个轮回啊，那他这个时候就有这种决心。
So if what we've been describing here is the cultivation of compassion, then bodhicitta should be understood as an aspiration that goes even one level higher. So bodhicitta involves a recognition that even though we may and should work for the temporary benefit of other beings, that it's possible for us to do things that relieve their immediate sufferings, that ultimately this does not solve the basic problem of their sufferings in samsara. And so the aspiration of bodhicitta involves wishing very sincerely that living beings be freed from samsara and thus be rid from suffering in its most ultimate sense.
好，这个时候呢，我们会发现啊，我虽然向啊他们啊超越，我想让他们超越这个轮回，但是我现在没有这个能力啊，我没有这个能力。那没有能力，我怎么办呢？那我首先我要成佛啊，我要成佛。我如果我有一天我成佛了啊，那我就可以让他们啊超越轮回啊，超越生老病死的痛苦。我可以帮助更多更多的人啊。最好的方法就是首先我自己成佛啊。这个道理明白了以后呢，然后我们就下决心啊，我一定要成佛。为什么呢？就是为了他们，为了帮助这些人，我要成佛啊！有这个决心啊，有一个坚定不移的这样子的决心啊，发自内心的这样子的决心，那么这个叫做菩提心。从此以后，我们就变成了菩萨。
So at this point, when we find ourselves wishing very strongly that other beings be free from the sufferings of samsara, that they be able to transcend samsara's sufferings, we inevitably find ourselves confronting the limitedness of our ability to bring this about in reality. And so an important aspect or the fundamental aspect of the bodhicitta aspiration is the determination, the resolve to attain Buddhahood so that we have the capacity, an increased capacity to help other beings transcend the sufferings of samsara. And when we are able to generate this level of aspiration and resolve to from this point on, work on the cultivation of Buddhahood for this purpose, for the sake of liberating other beings from samsaric suffering, then we can consider ourselves to have been able to generate bodhicitta, and from this point onwards, bodhisattvas.
那么我们还没有成佛的时候，在这个过程当中啊，从有菩提心到成佛的 也是一个很漫长的过程。那么这个过程当中呢，我们也可以帮助到很多很多的人，也可以利益很多的众生啊。但是呢，还没有成佛的话，我们的这个利益众生的这个范围啊，永远都是有局限性的。那成了佛以后呢，然后我们可以帮助啊无数无量的众生，这样子。所以我们这个时候呢啊，成佛作为一个我们的长远的目标，然后呢利益众生呢，还没有成佛之前，我们随时随地什么时候有机会就什么时候去做这个利益众生的这个工作啊。那么我们虽然还没有成佛，但是有了菩提心的话，那这个因为菩提心的力量，我们一定会帮助到很多很多人。有菩提心的时候跟没有菩提心的时候的这个帮助的这个程度啊，能力啊，完全是不一样的。
So even though there is quite a way between entering into the path of bodhisattvahood and attaining Buddhahood, nevertheless, having generated bodhicitta, it's possible for us to benefit other beings in all kinds of ways. So at this point, we make attaining Buddhahood our long-term goal, and in the interim, with our aspiration of bodhicitta, work towards helping other beings whenever we can. And the difference between having bodhicitta and not having bodhicitta is vast.
好，这个我们今天给大家介绍的就是一个菩提心的一个简单的修法，全部的过程就有三个步骤，每一个步骤认真的去做，这样子的话，我们一定能够修成菩提心啊！希望大家啊去修啊修。才有收获，如果没有去修，没有去训练的话，那就只是我们听听而已，这个修法方法我们知道了，但是呢实际就不会有什么效果。所以希望大家就根据自己的时间还是要锻炼一下，修一修，一定每个人一定有帮助的，有收获的。好，今天我们的这个课讲到这里。
So That brings to a close our teaching on a practice of cultivating bodhicitta. We have spoken of the three stages of this practice. If we go about diligently, if we diligently go about this practice, it is guaranteed that we will be able to generate bodhicitta. If we just simply think about it, if it's something we turn over in our minds, then we will not be able to see these same results. So this is something that I hope everybody turns to very diligently, to contemplating these, to engaging in this contemplative practice.
好，回向就是我们今天我们的讲菩提心啊，学菩提心确实是有不可思议的功德。这个关于大乘佛教的任何一个听学修都有很大很大的这个功德，那么我们把这个功德福报分享给天下所有的众生，愿我们的这个功德能让天下所有的众生幸福健康，很快就能够超越生死轮回啊，这样子，以这样子的心愿大家来回向。
So having come to tonight's teaching and listened to practices or how to go about practicing bodhicitta is something that has great merit. Whether it is listening to the teachings, reflecting on them, or putting them into practice, we should then now dedicate the merit we have earned thereby to all other sentient beings with the wish that they enjoy health and happiness in a temporal sense and ultimately freedom from the sufferings in samsara.
Sonam dayi tanja zambanya domne nibe dana banshe jang jirga nanche balon jubai Zambo shoshe rabde ngor ye Oma a hon ban zeng re ban ma se de hon Oma a hon ban zeng re ban ma se de hon Oma a
谢谢，谢谢大家，阿弥陀佛，大家晚安。